Here's an example from your textbook of a simple frequency distribution. Basically, it's about as easy as anything you're going to do in statistics. What you do to make a frequency distribution is simply order the scores from bottom to top, and then you simply count the number of people that obtained each of those scores. So in this particular table, we had 18 subjects. And these 18 subjects scored from 10 to 17 on whatever you were measuring. So we simply ordered the scores, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, and then we counted the number of people who obtained those scores. So we see one person got a 10, one person had 11, one person had a 12, etc., until we get up to 17 and we had one person. Nobody had a 16. So this would be a simple, this would be done. This is a simple frequency table. So you've done a frequency distribution and that's all there is to it. This is not a group distribution, this is a raw score distribution, but you can imagine if you were grouping the data, you would just establish the categories and again count the number of people that fell into each of those.